Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Ryan Brewer owns Magic Time Films production company. He's a Black Hills filmmaker, and he joins us right now inside SDPB's Black Hills Bureau. Hey, Ryan. Welcome. Thanks for being here.
Thank you. Thanks for having me here.
Going to make an adjustment there for you. And one of the great things about coming out here to the Black Hills is meeting so many people that I hadn't been exposed to their work before, and the first time I saw your filmmaking work was with Anna Robbins, right?
Yes, yes.
And you did her. So tell me a little bit about what you do overall.
Well, my primary focus is on filmmaking, narrative film, but I do branch out and do other things as well, such as Anna Robinson's music video.
Where are you from originally?
I'm kind of from all over. I grew up mostly in Sturgis, but I was born in Idaho.
Okay. And so you live and work now where in the Black Hills?
Well, I actually work at the Deadwood Mountain Grand right now. That's the job that pays the bills.
Right?
Yeah.
As every artist knows, yeah.
Yes, yeah. Filmmaking doesn't really pull it in just yet. Maybe someday.
It will. Yeah. And how did you get your start as a filmmaker then?
I actually grew up wanting to be an actor. And in high school, I met my my now partner, Keith Melcher. He's also the other half of Magic Time Films. And he got me into screenwriting. And, of course, in high school, my first script was not very good. And we never made that one. But years and years later, we ran back into each other and caught up. And we decided to start writing together and making movies together.
People say that about what they wrote in high school or what they did, you know, in middle school. But when you look back on that screenplay, unless you really shredded it or tossed it out, do you see seeds, though, of, you know, of an artist at work at that age? I mean, can you look at it and say, this is better than I thought it was? This is somebody who is thinking about how the craft is done.
Yeah, yeah.
Or was it complete trash altogether? I know
it definitely has that, that beginning screenwriter feel to it. But I actually do still have it. I had mentioned that not too long ago to some friends that I still had it. Yeah. And I was thinking about revisiting it, except that it's based on somebody else's intellectual property, so I could never really do anything with it.
Right.
But it's still fun to look back at it and be like, oh, wow, you know, I actually did this. You know, I made this, and I actually managed to finish it. And it's, you know, it's not terrible. It's not the worst thing I've ever written. But
which is huge in and of itself to sort of make the progress to see a project to completion.
Yeah.
What kind of work are you doing now for narrative filmmaking?
Right now, I'm working on putting together a short film. We've already filmed it. We filmed it almost 2 years ago now, actually, and it's been in a really sort of limbo editing process as I've been waiting on other people to complete tasks that aren't getting completed. And now I'm just kind of doing it myself. But that one should be coming out relatively soon. Keith Melcher, he had his first feature film actually come out recently on DVD and video on demand.
What are the stories that you love to tell? What are you drawn to again and again?
I'm often drawn to more of the horror stories and science fiction stories. I find them very interesting. They're a great insight to humanity, I guess,
How so?
A darker side of humanity, if
okay.
you will.
Yeah.
I'm a huge fan of the works of H.P. Lovecraft and Nyarr, which is one of the first films we ever actually had funding for. That was my, I guess, contribution to the world of Lovecraft. I was heavily inspired.
So how do you take, a genre like that and, you know, make it more than its cliche, make it... Mm-hmm. You know, and bring something to it that really hasn't been seen yet, because so much of it is going to refer to what other filmmakers have done in some way the first time this was done. And people love horror to the point where they know exactly who the first filmmaker who did this on screen. There are those benchmarks.
Yeah, I guess I don't really try to focus too much on, you know, what has or hasn't been done before. I just kind of try to tell the story that's in my head, because I have a lot of stories in there. And so I just, my goal is to just get that story out there. And I guess trying to avoid stereotypes and cliches that have been done in the past is, I think it's good to try, but otherwise I just kind of let it go and just see where the story takes it.
You could be paralyzed by that. You could never do anything again if you were always afraid that you were referring to.
Yeah, I think it's very limiting to eliminate that.
What does it contribute to, how we see the world now? Why is it an important thing? What do people not get about that kind of filmmaking?
You know, I'm not entirely sure. I think what people don't get about that kind of filmmaking is that it goes back to that dark place, mm-hmm. I guess, because you do have to kind of go into those recesses that you might not want to go in the back of your mind and in your heart, that you almost need to. But I mean, we have that inner desire now. We always want to stay away from that, you know, that darkness, but we need to explore it, because I think that's part of what keeps us grounded, is knowing that half, that side of us.
Yeah. So when you watched the Oscars this year, you had Guillermo del Toro's Shape mm-hmm. of Water winning Best Picture, not a horror movie, but certainly a darker adult fairy tale kind of film. And then you had Jordan Peele's Get Out, mm-hmm. which is a horror film of sorts, win Best Screenplay. Mm-hmm. So what did that sort of mean for you as a filmmaker to watch the recognition for films that might otherwise have gone unrecognized on that stage?
I think it's great. I think it's a huge, like the Oscars this year, all together, just all the way around, was a big deal. Cause it wasn't just those movies getting nominated. I mean, we had, Greta Gerwig being nominated for Best Director. You know, the women in filmmaking was being very emphasized, as well as the different genres being nominated for movies and stuff that wouldn't normally be up for nomination, or at the very least, have never won before. Mm-hmm. So I think it's kind of cool to see that happening right now, to see a movie like Get Out win, and a movie like The Shape of Water win. Guillermo del Toro is amazing. Right. You know, I think he deserved the Oscar a long time ago.
What's it like to live in the Black Hills and sort of be working as a filmmaker and trying to figure out your next project, your next story?
It's a challenge, actually. Yeah. The film community is there, but I don't think they realize that it's there. So a lot of times it's difficult finding the right support, and you do kind of work in your little isolated groups out in this area, but it's starting to expand more, and I think that's a good thing. And especially out here in the Black Hills, because it's such a wonderful, wonderful place to film. Mm-hmm. So much scenery, and it's just beautiful. I mean, you can do almost anything out here.
If that community, you know, were to continue to grow and, you know, capitalize on the scenery and the culture and things like that, what does it give back? What do you think that it provides then for, you know, for the Black Hills themselves and for the people who live here?
For the people that live here, I mean, for one thing, I think it definitely provides the people that live here with something interesting that they can maybe even get involved in. Yeah. You know, I mean, there's not a lot of it being done out here. So it's, and especially, I guess, on the Hollywood level, there's not a lot being done out here lately. But hopefully we'd like to bring that back. And that's part of the goal behind mm-hmm. expanding the local community, is hoping to maybe bring some of that outside influence, kind of like they're doing in Georgia right now.
Right.
It's a really big deal in Georgia, kind of becoming a sort of mini Hollywood.
Right. Where can we find your films? Send folks to find more about you now.
You can find us, Magic Time Films is on YouTube. We have a Patreon as well that people can subscribe to us on.
All right. Ryan Brewer, Magic Time Films, thank you so much for stopping by today. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.